This is WKAR Online. The new Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University will be dedicated on Saturday. WKAR's Scott Pohl spoke with founding director Michael Rush about the last days leading up to the opening. Rush describes the museum as a beehive of activity this week.
We really started installing artwork several weeks ago. So we've had time. You know, always there's things to be done, and we are doing last-minute things we wish we didn't have to do. We wish they were already done, but they never are. But it's been a great project, and people have just really poured themselves into it.
The original opening date had been scheduled in the spring, and when it needed to be put off, we were told that we were going to wait until the fall so that the students would be on campus at the time of the opening. And that leads me to ask how long ago maybe you might have been ready or could have been ready, but instead chose to wait until November because we wanted to make sure that the students were on campus at the time of opening. Could this have been done earlier?
Well, I suppose anything is possible, but I knew that we needed as much time as we could get, and I think that's been proven to be correct. I really don't think we could have opened much sooner, especially considering all the landscaping that's being done. You know, there's dozens of things with any new building, or any old building for that matter, but especially a new building, and a new building of this type of complexity that require attention. So I think I really asked for as much time as we could get, and this actually was, not only because students would be here, but this is sort of the final, this was the end point, you know, before the holidays, while we were still the fall of 2012, but we needed as much time as we could get, and I'm really glad we had it.
There have been pro and con opinions expressed about the building, almost entirely based on the exterior. Do you think that once people visit and see the inside of the building, that at least some of those people might change their mind about
this
building?
Well, I hope so. But, you know, I must say that when you do something different, when you do something challenging, when you do something contemporary like this, not everybody's going to like it. If everybody likes it, then I think we're doing something wrong. So that, to me, is predictable. And, you know, we all have different tastes. The big surprising thing to me about the building is how spacious it is on the inside. I think it looks sort of deceptively small-ish on the outside. I mean, it looks sizable, but when you get in and you see how voluminous it really is on the inside, I think that will be a surprise. But, you know, every museum, its purpose is the art and the content, the program that happens within the museum. The building is a container for art. Now, when you have as artful a building as this, you also have a statement that is a work of art in itself, I believe. But it's what happens in the building that really is ultimately determines the success of the project. So we hope that there will be enough of a variety here that even no matter what somebody may feel about the building, what they'll encounter here will be so stimulating, enjoyable, and at times challenging that they'll appreciate it.
Part of the interest going into the opening weekend is the dignitaries that you're expecting to be here, including Zaha Hadid, the architect, and the Broads will be here. I'm curious, will any of the artists be here this
weekend?
Yes,
several artists will be here. We have Sam Jury, a young woman from Great Britain, who is the most highly represented artist in the exhibitions. More of her works are here than any other single artist. And this is her first large museum exposure in the States. Wonderful young artist from Iran is also coming, Negar Baharini. She was originally denied permission to leave Iran to come to the opening, but then through various channels she is able to be here, which is quite wonderful. She's in our video show. She has a very powerful video about women in Iran. Inigo Manglano-Ovale will be here, the gentleman who did the geodesic dome. Steve Miller, one of the sculpture garden occupants, who has a really terrific work on glass and metal in the sculpture garden. So, yeah, several artists will be here.